As David alluded to, we in the OIG believe in transparency, and part of transparency is talking about what we do and what our thought process is and the work that we do, but also getting out and meeting, going across the country, getting outside of the Beltway and hearing about what is going on in the real world of providing health care and counseling clients who are providing health care. So I've got an hour here, and an hour is an awful long time to listen to anybody talk, although I came here this morning, I heard Jack Schroeder, and he can keep you at a lively presentation for that amount of time or longer. What I'm going to try to do is, in the hour, first of all, not take all the time and hopefully leave some time for questions at the end, but hopefully give you information so that when you leave the room, you'll understand a little bit more about what we do in OIG, what our mission is, the scope of our responsibilities, and talk about some of the examples of the work that we do in sort of our traditional work, but also the work as it's changing in the changing healthcare environment that we're in, and focus toward the end on our commitment to providing guidance to providers to promote voluntary compliance, and the ways that we bring enforcement actions along with the Department of Justice and on our own to support that guidance. Because overall, OIG believes that the vast majority of healthcare providers and their attorneys are trying to do the right thing in a complex regulatory and operational environment, and that we want to provide as many tools as we can to help you comply. And then for those who don't comply, we want to go in and we tell them to take enforcement actions to level the playing field for those who are doing the right thing, but also to protect the integrity of our programs and our beneficiaries. So I want to start with just what is an OIG at the federal government level.